good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, after the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend, many lawmakers calling for folks to denounce white supremacy. The reaction from New York's governor is to tell New Yorkers to sign a petition.
Yeah, and it was the governor going directly after President Trump. That's something we have been seeing a little more lately after he took criticism for, you know, not naming Trump much when he does criticize Washington. So here he put out a petition saying that people should, you know, blast Trump for what's going on.
The rumors are that he may be angling for a run for president in 2020. You have an item today that there is another Democrat eyeing taking on the governor in 2018.
Yeah, a long shot probably, but City Councilman Jumaane Williams, who is one of the most liberal members of the council, says he's been approached by various people, he didn't say who, to think about a potential primary challenge to the governor. Williams right now says he wouldn't rule it out, but he is 100% focused on trying to become the city council speaker next year. He's one of four people whose names are already out there: Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, actress Cynthia Nixon, who was most famous for Sex in the City, and ex-State Senator Terry Gibson. So we're not even close to the primary yet, and all these names are out there, which, you know, shows that there's unhappiness on the left with the governor in some circles.
Some believing, too, that the governor should be pushing harder to try to bring the Independent Democratic Conference in line with the mainline Democrats. And to that end, you have a column today that says division problem, the three names, Cuomo, Gennaris, and Klein.
Right. And the governor has been under a lot of pressure from the left, particularly after President Trump's election, to reunify the state Senate Democrats so they can hold the majority. The Senate Democrats have a numerical majority, but they don't control the chamber because of nine breakaway Democrats, one who sits with the Republicans and eight others who work with them. Cuomo says, hey, I'm doing all I can. Look, you know, this is going to be an issue that hangs over him in 2018 for his reelection and potentially 2020 if he runs for president. He says, I'm doing everything I can to reunite him. His people put the blame on Michael Gianaris, the Senate Deputy Minority Leader, saying that he's more afraid of losing his power. He doesn't get along with Jeff Klein, who heads a group of breakaway Democrats, and that Gianaris is the roadblock, and a deal probably won't get done if Gianaris remains in power.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays for more. NYDailyNews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.